Yeah, I feel that their attitude has changed. One thing, though, some of my acquaintances are concerned about reverse discrimination in the job market. And when they're going for a job interview, there, of course, are quotas, and there is, of course, you know, this is survival, you know, paying your rent. Everybody needs a job, and they've got to pay a rent, and there are only so many, you know, our jobs are diminishing. So this, I think, is one area. I don't think they're not upset about blacks getting ahead, going to college, but when it affects their pocketbook, then, yes, they may be angry.
Now, how do you feel about affirmative action?
Well, I feel it's absolutely important. It's absolutely essential. It's the only way we're going to move together as a nation. But affirmative action, not only with racial, but also age and sex, is absolutely essential.
Now, I want to hear more about, because you see, some would say to you, this is very interesting you're saying it, because very often someone says, terrible, I'm a white guy and I'm discriminated against, you know, affirmative action I'm talking about. And I do better. You're saying it's essential. Why?
It's essential because if people do not have jobs, how are they going to put food on the table? There is no way that we're going to break this generation after generation being on public aid. It's very depressing not to be able to bring home a paycheck and to have to live on a couple, you know, whatever they get, $192, $305. How can you set an example in the home for your children and give them hope for their future? How can you pay for your medical bills? If you don't have jobs, especially young black men, there is the temptation. It's more attractive, not more attractive, but it's more lucrative for some of them to have a young kid stand on the corner and be a lookout for a drug person than for them to work at McDonald's. Now, what do you, you know, I think it's up to businesses not to just keep making profits and more profits, but for them to make sure there are enough jobs to go around.
What about the white guy says to you, I've been discriminated against? What do you say to him?
I say, I'm sorry that happened. Perhaps I can offer you, kind of work do you do? Let me help you look through the paper. Let me look over your resume. Maybe you could reword it. Is there something else? There's more than one job.
But the fact is, yes, someone has to be to straighten out the people who are hurt as a result of this. It has to be, you know.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
And
for all this, yeah.
But there have been, I know, in the South, like in the Texas border, the blacks and Hispanics have been going for labor jobs. And that has caused a lot of clash.
What about this guy from Wales? Has he changed? You say you were too much, meaning he thought you were too...
Well, I had him...
He was worried about blacks, was he, at the time?
Well, okay, he was adjusting to living in the United States. He's a chartered accountant. And then within a couple of weeks after our first date, I had him over in Cabrini Green, and we were taking children to the water filtration plant on an outing, and the children were late. And they weren't there, and I said, John, would you please go knock on a few doors? And...
Too much for him, yeah.
Well, he didn't even know these people, so, I mean, it was... But
How is he today?
He's got a very important job, and he's on the board of an inner-city youth center on the west side of Chicago. And I accidentally ran into him last week, and he told me he's...
Yeah.
You know, he understands now.
Remember the you told one guy, you can tell a guy when the guy starts talking racist talk to you, you should tell this guy beat it.
Did you? Yeah, I was a guest once at Oh, it was a beautiful apartment building down on Division, and there was about 100 people at the party, and a friend of the host started giving me, he actually put out his arms, and he formed a circle, and it was like a fence to keep me away, and he kept pushed all the people to the side of the room and said, she loves black, she does this, she does that, don't talk to her. And, I mean, he verbally and physically ostracized me from the group. And so I told the host, thank you, I think it would be better. You know, I don't want to ruin your party. He has a right to his way of thinking. So,
this guy was the host?
No, friend of the host.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so I did leave.
Yeah.
But when I was good and ready, I mean, I am not going to be intimidated by any group.
How did the others feel about it at that time?
Well, they discussed it after I left. And they took up a collection and bought a record player for a youth center that I was volunteering with. And so I think, again, actions speak louder than words. I mean, it's important not to be intimidated, not to have someone knock you down.
And so here, too, there's intimidation.
Well, an attempt.
But wait, those people mm-hmm. did not challenge this guy when you were there, did they?
Well, I think they were so shocked. And when you're at there's one thing to be at a dinner, and when you another thing to be, it's like a dance, and they're having drinks, and they're, you know, sometimes they don't even pay attention to what all is actually being
but
said.
What I mean is they didn't do anything, but then later on.
Yeah, later on.
They raised the collection to give you this, to get that record player.
Well, there was probably, I'm sure, more conversation after I left.
You don't know what it was like, though.
No, I don't know what it was like, but the host was a very strong person, and these were all ages,
Didn't you say anything to this guy, the host?
Well, I don't think he realized at the time what was going on.
I see.
And
you know, what interests me is these people, the better nature, took over.
And...
You ever meet that guy again?
No. The one that caused the problems?
Yeah.
No, I haven't met him again, but I have... I've had plenty of tests. I've had athletes, in fact, test me.
In what way?
Well, whether or not they're going to give you an interview. You know, first of all, now this is more on partly male-female level. But they don't realize is where I have worked and all the situations I've been in. I've traveled extensively.
You mean primarily black athletes?
Not only black, white, and Hispanic. George, I think the hardest were Kareem, George Bell, Rod Carew, Jim McMahon, and Reggie Jackson, and Frank Robinson.
And they were hardest in what way?
Well, okay, they all have a little bitter streak to them. They're superstars. They're used to, you know, they're sometimes moody. They're used to getting what they want when they want it. They also have sometimes been misquoted. So all of that, you know, they size up the people who
these
they want to...
Did guys ever make, without naming the guy, did they ever make advances to you?
Not any of those individuals. Of course, in sports, these are athletes or having a ball, and it's natural for them not to make a sexual event. They didn't make sexual, but to joke around. You would have to look like a dog for a red blood American guy not to talk to a girl if she's at all attractive.
Yeah.
And also the aspect of entering the locker room, you know, if you with those credentials. But there have been some I've gone there with one or two other women, you know, and they start hooting and hollering.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. This guy who tried to humiliate you at the party and others, do they ever say things like, she likes black guys? Does that charge ever come up?
I've been asked, do I live in Cabrini Green? I never lived in Cabrini Green. No, I do not date black men. I do not love one ethnic group over another. They've actually asked all of those questions.
That's what I mean.
They said, nigger lover, are you a nigger lover?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They use that phrase, yeah.
Sure. Well, the police have also asked
me
that.
Tell me about the police.
Well, it's interesting because I used to call on occasion the police when we had something stolen or someone walked in the building with a gun, whatever. Or I would call the police. Some of the patients had been raped, and they did not report the rape incident. I had one woman who they threatened to rape her. She was 60. She jumped out a window, fractured both legs. And I had other patients.
I remember you told me about her.
Right.
And she had a great courage.
Tremendous courage. I had other patients who observed gang murders and were testifying in court. And I was helping them with victim witness. Well, anyway, when the cops would come, sometimes when they first met me, they were really shocked. What are you doing over here? And I explained, I'm here because this is a clinic which offers modest priced health care to all ethnic groups. Affiliated with Northwestern University, Prentice, and Children's Memorial. We have many Caucasians who are coming here also. There are many people who do not have health insurance, or if they have it, it does not cover outpatient visits. Why can't everyone have good health care? And then I'd offer to check their blood pressure. And they'd be so surprised when you talk nice. Then after they saw you, time after time. Now I'm seeing them as patients, which is really a riot.
Cops.
Yes,
the
detectives.
Same cops.
Some of the same cops, and they remember me.
I know. I want to go back to it. What did they say to you when they first spotted you? That's what I mean.
This isn't so much what they said. It was more attitude.
Well, tell me what it was. What is she doing there? Did they make cracks like she likes black guys?
No, they didn't make any of those cracks. That, by the way, was rarely ever brought up. Yeah, they were concerned about my safety. And they're trying to understand a little bit about the clinic, and they're trying to find out.
Were they a little sore at you for being there? Or a little, what are you doing there?
Well, I think they're, how can I say? Yeah, some of the police have attitudes about nurses being in the inner city, whether it's going to mean more work for them or, have you got everything together, just not all of them, by the way. Many of the firemen and policemen, and by the way, I had an interesting experience. We had a health fair at a fire station at Larrabee and Division. And no women had ever been in that fire station on the second floor. None of the community had ever been there. And they didn't want us in the door until I told them I was bringing 60 student nurses, Mr. T, food, and entertainment. So they changed their mind and let us in. I even got their door opened. So their door had not been repaired. And, initially, they didn't want us there. They didn't want the community into the fire station. They called it Fort Apache because they shoot at that fire station. Sometimes the community shot at night. But what was accomplished is over 1,000 people attended the health fair. It was sponsored by Channel 5 Plus. It's the first time the community and the family ever interacted other than in a alarm situation or hostile situation. And so they had a better communication level, a little better. In fact, I've been told that fire station